see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that awakes the dead. We better be ready to go.
And here we are on a Monday, beginning of the week, and baby, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. Just like Johnny Cash says, that's why I like that song. Not because I like Johnny Cash, but I did, do, whatever. He became born-again Christian toward the end of his life, thereabouts. But that song hits it right on the head. It is going by the book more than any top secret document or technical manual or whatever. They fall by the wayside and always have, and they always will. One of the highest level of government and joint chief of staff and these guys are going to learn that their blood oaths with the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Freemasons and Jesuits, when are they going to learn? They'll never make their deadlines until God allows them. And when God allows them to, he's going to crash them. And there's nothing they can do about it. Absolutely nothing. Once this thing begins. Oh, it's being set up, this new world order. It is being set up. There's no question about that. And the evidence is clearly out there. Every president, every politician in one way or another, CEOs, Bill Gates, all of them indicate a new world order is coming. But they can't have it until God allows it. Well, what's going to be the deciding factor? I can just about tell you. Their goal right now is to get the country, get the world actually, but now the country, the last one praying. You know why God held back for a period of time the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah? While God waited so long, 1,550 years to bring on the flood. So long to bring on the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Because there were those that prayed. That's why. Not a lot, but those that were righteous that prayed. That's what stopped or slowed it down, you might say. That God waited. Why didn't he just do it 1,000 years into the Old Testament period? He waited 1,550 years from Adam to Noah to give man time to reconcile. Why Sodom and Gomorrah? Give men time to reconcile. Give them opportunity. That is the deciding factor. It's not some Marine Corps order or some Earth Constitution or whatever they come up with. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't make any difference what it is. It doesn't matter if it's a top secret, cosmic top secret document, or the plan by the hierarchy. That got nothing to do with nothing. It's when you turn away from God, God says, okay. And Satan will jump on it in a heartbeat. And God will allow it. And it is going to happen eventually, because now they're whittling away at the laws to go against God's commandments. And that is the deciding factor. It's not some president or some king or queen or Illuminati Italian Roman member. It's not them at all. They're nothing more than mere slaves that had a lot of money. That's all they are. Nothing but mere slaves of the fallen angels, the great white brotherhood. You got the black brotherhood, which has nothing to do with skin color. The black brotherhood is satanic realm. The red brotherhood is the humanist, communist minded realm. And then the great white brotherhood is the fallen angels. At that level, there's three levels of that Illuminati. Of a pyramidal structure. They are the deciding factors. Four-star generals are like a dime a dozen. Literally. Presidents can be replaced in phone call in 24 hours. It's nothing. Holder, Bernanke, you've got to be kidding me. They do nothing but carry the drinks and shine the shoes of the elite. The elite are nothing more than mere slaves of the supernatural. That's how it really works. They want you to think that they're all powerful. They're not at all. God of this universe, the creator. And I call it, really, when you think about it, they're pretty dadgum stupid. If they think for a second that with their knowledge they can outsmart a creator of this universe, I mean, really, that's got to be dumb, beyond dumb. So it's got to go into pride and arrogance. And I just think it's plain stupidity. I don't know. It's because the created can never defeat the creator. This creator is supernatural. This creator, God, knows what's going to happen before it even happens, before we even begin to know we have a decision to make. And this is not a religious program. This is not religious at all. Religion is just another distractor. All religions. You see, Jesus Christ is the real thing. God of this universe is the creator of this universe, and he has an agenda. He has a plan. Excuse me, it's better said. And we're under that plan, whether you're talking about the Bundy Ranch, you're talking about vaccinations or Agenda 21 or, I don't know, FEMA camps and all this stuff. It's all part of this one conspiracy and this one plan, and all these others are just branches away from it. It's all connected together and can be proven. That's what kills me, is people think they know it all, but they don't look at the reality, they don't look at the facts. They run from the facts. Sometimes we got to face facts we don't like. That don't change them. It just makes them there. They're there. Ignoring them, turning away from them, doesn't change them. The supernatural is the rule. It encompasses physics, biology, chemistry, alchemy. A realm that exists beyond our normal senses. That's been proven as well. Well, I shall talk about this today. Today, I'm going to talk about suicides of our military, our veterans. I am a veteran. 12 years Marine Corps as an officer. I am a veteran. So I'm not an armchair quarterback. I've done extensive study on the suicides that's going on. If y'all out there that don't know about this and think you do, if you think that 22 to 26 suicides per day is just because of post-traumatic stress, I got another thing coming to you. Surely you're not that naive. These are being orchestrated by our own government, controlled by the Jesuits, murderers. The Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons at the highest level. This is who the conspirators are. The Fall Guys are the so-called Jews, Muslims. Are they enemy? Sure they are enemy. Oh, absolutely. The Jews in Israel aren't even real Jews anyway. They're fake Jews. Khazarian, Ashkenazi. The real Hebrew Israelites, oh, they're going to come out. And there's nothing the Khazars and Ashkenazi tribe of Dan can do about it. Nothing they can do. They try to find the bloodline of the 12 tribes. They can't find them. They won't. That's what Hitler was for, to extinguish them. He failed because God made sure that happened. Turned him over to powerless, and he came over to the United States and South America. He came over here in 1945, 46. He never died. They're not going to kill their second cousin. Hitler, second cousin to Stalin, Queen Elizabeth II. She's still living, too. Isn't that amazing? A possessed woman would probably be able to live that long. And Churchill, Stalin, Queen Elizabeth II, and Hitler were all second cousins. 12 or 10,000 Nazis, specialists, scientists, psychiatrists, propagandists, 10,000 specialists were brought over to the United States. We never won the war. We brought it over here. They formed the CIA and NASA, von Braun. Now you got it, Operation Paperclip. That, you see, I'm just giving you snippets of what's really going on. You want to challenge it? Please, I wish you would. Please challenge this. Find out for yourselves. This is how Lucifer, in a supernatural realm, has been allowed to control this. The promises of rewards, favors, powers, eternal life, all kinds of lies. And humankind has accepted them and will be damned for it. Except for those who accept Jesus as their Savior, you will endure hardship on this world, but it's temporary. But I want to remind you, this is not a religious program at all. This is a realistic program. Because it's based on the real principles that's operating today, the real agenda that's operating today, and I have no loyalty except to Jesus Christ. No other loyalty to anybody, anything, anywhere. I love all people, but I have no loyalty to any country, any group, organization, movement, petition, or whatever it is, means nothing. What means is your eternal life through Jesus Christ. That is real. And it's coming round. The time to pay the piper is just about here. America's been placated for a long time. We were warned and warned, and we've been warned. Even Martin Luther King warned us steadily, warned us in 1960s before he was assassinated by the Pentagon and Jesuits and Freemasons. Same thing happened to JFK, Malcolm X, Bobby Kennedy, and Martin Luther King were all assassinated by the same groups of people because they turned away from the Illuminati, Freemasons, and the Jesuits. They would not cooperate with the plan to bring us under a world government in the 1960s. Our Illuminati, the Council of Foreign Relations, and the so-called White House over here, tried to move ahead to the plan and program, but they don't have the smarts to do it. They will be extinguished. It will focus back to the Middle East. Israel is the timetable. Get over it. It's coming round, family. Jesus is the only way, and the King James Bible is irrefutably, Harvard professor, irrefutably the only true word of God on the face of this planet. There are no others. And that's with evidence that people tend to want to ignore. There's going to come a time there will be no ignoring, but there'll be a lot of knees on the ground because Jesus Christ is going to show him up, show it up, and there he is. And all knees will bow. Might as well get used to that now. Now's a good time to start. Family, we want to dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to get started. Let y'all know I'm going to, I'm not supposed to say, are you? That tonight, 9 to 11, my regular broadcast for, there I go again, for Revelation Radio Network. I will not be on Revelation Radio Network tonight. They canceled out, so I'll do it my own from 9 to 11 on my channel tonight. So it'll still go, but won't be on their network. It'll be on mine. I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. And I'm bouncing about what to talk about tonight, 9 to 11. And I'll let you know at 9 o'clock. But in any case, I am considering talking about the five steps or five plans that they have, five-step plan, in a little detail. See if I can get through it in 2 hours tonight. I used to practice to. Summary of the five-step program to design to change the world. How's that sound? I can tell it to you. I know what it is. And give it to you in a summary of what they're really up to. If I don't do it tonight, then I'll pick a day to do it for 2 hours and just nail it out. Family, everything I say, you need to check it out. Matter of fact, anybody says on radio, TV, wherever, you need to check it out on your own. Deception is the rule, not the exception. In all cases, bar none, deception is the rule. So you need to not make yourself knowledgeable. And even, if anything, spot check some of the facts that so-called reputedly put out. Even, you know, what I say, you need to check it out. Even while I'm talking, I don't believe what he's saying. Well, while I'm talking, go ahead and peck out. Start pecking out the names and put on your search bar and go looking. You see? Do it now. Don't wait. Get two computers. Get one computer. Get two windows up there. Whatever you do. Spot check what I say. And then after it's over, I always put up the archives, then go back and nail it again. You see? But I'm telling you right now, though, if you don't separate yourself from movements, organizations, and countries and all this, that, and other, if you have some loyalty to some man-made institution, you're going to have a problem. Because you're going to ignore what things are against Republicans. Or you're going to ignore what's against the Democrats. Or you're going to ignore when it puts our own country in bad light. Well, I'm a steady American patriotic. And you're going to ignore something that says, well, wait a minute. You know, America did this. Well, I ain't going to put that down. No, you got to. You see. You can't ignore it. If it's there, it's there. You can't show favoritism. Favoritism is to the facts, not to some loyalty or whatever. Loyalty to Jesus is the one thing that's non-negotiable. Because he decides whether you spend eternity in hell or eternity in heaven. And they are real. If you want to go to dimensions, then go to dimensions. That's what you want to call it. But there are another place that we can't see right now. Your soul will end up there. And you'll have an awareness just like you do now. But when you wake up from that death in the second life or second death, where are you going to end up? And boy, I tell you what, these preachers out here, God's going to hammer them bad because they're not telling the truth. Corrupted Bibles, corrupted doctrine, heresy when they start talking about the end times events in Revelation, they have no clue. And worse yet, a lot of them are deceptive. MacArthur, Carl Gallup, the whole lot of them. The names are majority, not the minority. Unfortunately, you got our Calvinists, you have Freemasons, you have Knights of Malta, Columbus, Knights of Columbus, you got Jesuits that are trained to be First Baptist ministers. Family, deception is off the scale. It's the rule, not the exception. There are 501c3 churches, which means the government controls the churches that are 501c3 tax exempt status. And they tell the churches what they will preach, what they want preaching, which Bible they're going to use. They don't tell you that. It goes way beyond tax-exempt status. They use that as a leverage to tell your preacher what he will and won't do. And these silly conventions they go to and associations they go to are nothing more than church mafias. National Council of Churches is nothing but a mafia and a communistic organization. Proof, 1936. Naval intelligence agencies ruled, discovered through investigation that the Federal Council of Churches was the most subversive organization in the United States in 1936. No problem. In 1939, 40, thereabouts, they changed the name to National Council of Churches. Changing the name doesn't change a thing. They're still subversive, communistic, and atheistic. Bunch of wackos. If they don't repent, they're heading straight to hell. And to get out of these conventions and organizations and start teaching the truth to the people. God knows what's going on. There's no way they can hide. Nowhere can they go. But straight to hell. Family, this is no game. It's not time to play. It's not time to say a blood oath to the Freemasons and think you're going to get away with it. You won't. You damn your family for four generations. That's the fact. Family, it's serious what's going on today. And running away from it won't change it. But seeking the face of Jesus through Holy Spirit, repentance of sins, accepting Him as your Savior, that's the answer. I'll dedicate the broadcast. Then let's get started. Lord, we thank you today for allowing us to have a broadcast, Father. Thank you, Father, for this network you've given us. And Lord, most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity you've given us that we can cross that bridge, cross that gap that separates us from heaven. That, Father, through our acknowledgement of the truth about Jesus Christ, through accepting Him as our Savior, gets us saved. Lord, we pray for strength and courage and wisdom and discernment that we can, Father, get through this time on this world. Father, give us the opportunities and divine appointments we can witness to others and share that gospel to others. That not to keep it to ourselves, but give us opportunities to share it to others. And give us those words to speak, Father, when we find ourselves tongue-tied, that, Father, you'll untie those tongues and give us the words to speak about leading someone to Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Holy Bible, the King James Bible, that gives us the truth and the wisdom come from your mind and your spirit given to us. We thank you, Father, for those men, women that you inspired during those times that brought us these stories, that brought us these truths in the Bible, that, Father, to show us how to be like Christ. Lord, we pray for individuals, a brethren that we have, that pray for Deborah, Father, and their family that's going through this trying time. We pray for several others and the husbands and the wives and the sons and daughters. That, Father, there's going to be upheaval in every family. Father, we pray that you'll use the Holy Spirit to bring these events, these trials and tribulations in families to be used in your glory. And, Father, to open the eyes of those that's going to these cult groups, that's got corrupted Bibles, that's being drawn into these groups, that, Lord, that you'll open their eyes with divine appointments, soften their hearts not to be stubborn, and share the gospel, Lord, from the family to family. And for the evil to reveal themselves, to make these times easier to discern, Lord, because there's a lot of deception going on today. And Father, we pray for those veterans that are being drugged down with these psychotropic drugs, that's being rendered docile with these pills, with these microchips that's been implanted in their body that many don't know about. Lord, to take away those thoughts of suicide, accept divine appointments to redirect them, to give them the opportunity to, Father, to make the right decision. Because, Father, we know the technology, we know about the pills that's causing all these. And Lord, we pray for families to be aware of what's going on with their veterans as coming back, and to pray for them when they come back to the homes. The Father, they're not forgiving themselves, and that's one of the main problems, that, Lord, that some way to have them be witness to be able to forgive themselves of any and everything they've done. That's the one thing holding them back, Lord. And what's been done to them over there has been done to prevent them from forgiving themselves. It's been done on purpose. Lord, a lot of them don't know it. Father, pray for these children that are being abducted, for these witchcraft exercises, witchcraft covens, the sacrifices, the rituals they're conducting, Lord, especially this month. Father, you take away their sacrifices. Father, we pray for wisdom and discernment in these coming times. We pray, Father, for a spirit to touch these churches, to wake them up and take away the Laodicean churches. Lord, in these churches, you wake up the congregations. You touch the hearts of these Freemasons, their wives, their children, to bring them to the truth. And Father, to renounce these blood oaths and to deliver their families from this curse of Freemasonry. And these things we pray, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, I just remind you that also tomorrow night and Friday, Tuesday through Friday, I got Bible study. And 7:30 to 9. Tonight, 9 to 11, only on my channel tonight. Won't be on Revelation Radio Network tonight. And, well, you know, it seems to be quite a few cancellations. Of course, I had to cancel one last week, but because I was out. But this is now several times this has been canceled otherwise, so I don't know. We'll look at it. Boy, a lot of stuff's going on out there. I had an article that I found. Man, they're just out telling you that you can't get more plainer than this. But the twist that they're putting on it, man, it really torques my jaw bad. It's like you're sitting watching a murder, and you know it's going to happen. You just kind of have to sit there and watch it. Nothing you can do about it. I'm trying to do something about it in my little world here in Mount Airy, North Carolina. But it just boggles my mind how these people like Paul Wyckoff and all those that pretend like they're going to help the veterans, they're members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Good gosh almighty, can't somebody do research? Somebody up there, you can't do research on the Council of Foreign Relations and realize this is the Illuminati? Are they that stupid, dumb, or ignorant? Are they what? What is wrong with these people? Are they that possessed? Or just plain old selfish? It's like the three little pigs invite one of the big bad wolf's great grandmother or something to help them. You know, hey, food. You know, I don't know what else to say. It's almost silly. They're a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, and we're going to do something about the veteran suicide. What? No, they want them dead. The Council of Foreign Relations wants our troops dead. They want them dead. You understand me? You know, what's wrong with people these days? It's just mind-boggling me. And so when someone says we're going to form up an organization group to try to stop the suicides, and by the way, I belong to the Council of Foreign Relations. What? Yeah. You know, either they're ignorant of what they're involved in and don't know they're going to be thwarted in their attempts, or they're part of the problem. I know. You want evidence, don't you? I can do that. You know, as in World War II, the Chicago Tribune in the 1950s had an open press that period of time. They got some good articles out in the 1950s. Now, the Council of Foreign Relations has always been a Luciferian organization since 1921. Nothing's changed. It's just got worse. Well, an article came out in Chicago Tribune in the 1950s. And the article goes something like this. Quote, "The members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war..." That was World War II. "And the fresh blood of the present one." That's a Korean War. Now, General Douglas MacArthur, I'm sure you've heard of him before. He wrote in his diary about the Korean War. The possibility of Red China entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, which in effect protected the Red China mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek forces of 500,000 men, unquote. What does that mean? That means that Chiang Kai-shek was of the free Chinese. He was exiled because he is a free Chinese. He was not a communist. But the Jesuits, the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, Illuminati, wanted to make sure that China remained communist and that no interference would be made. 500,000 men that wants their home back would have kicked the butts of those Chinese communists. You'd had a free China today. Now, wouldn't you not think that the State Department would have said, "Yeah, sure, go get them"? No, because the agenda for the Council of Foreign Relations, working with the Illuminati, was to make sure that China remained communist. Why? Because they knew in the planned defeat of Korea, you heard me correctly, and the planned coming defeat of Vietnam, which is planned defeat even before it got started, was to formulate, to allow, to set up the fake Cold War of communism. What was the last threat? Nazism and fascism. Of two world wars. So we need a threat. What was it? Communism was the next one. Patton knew already. That's why he was assassinated. That's correct. They killed him in the hospital. He didn't die quickly. So they had to go inside the hospital and kill him. Because he knew. He wanted to go ahead and get rid of communists. Russia. Because he knew communism was going to be the next war, the next threat, you might say, as set up by the Vatican. That's correct. And it worked out perfectly, because the demoralization of America began in the 1960s. It was the first phase of the demoralization. Destabilization was the second phase. And they were looking for a crisis ever since. And you know what the threat was after communism? Set up in the 70s? Islam. Radical Islam. That was the next threat designed from Afghanistan into Croatia, Bosnia. Here we go. Set up Al-Qaeda. We got confirmation with that. Hillary even confirmed that we set up the Al-Qaeda and paid them off. From late 70s all the way through 1980s to 1990s. It's all been Islam. And you know what the next threat's going to be? Asteroids. I didn't say hemorrhoids. I said asteroids. That's already starting. And you know what the last threat's going to be before the New World Order? aliens. Can you believe it? They set up in 1897, 1966. Iron Mount report confirms that they're going to have an extraterrestrial menace. Well, that threat comes after the communist, or the, excuse me, the Islamic threat will be asteroids and aliens. And aliens aren't, there's no such thing as aliens out there. Don't exist. They're ascended masters? No. They're fallen angels. Demonic. And that is going to be the period of the New World Order. This is what's really going on. So, back then, Truman, in The Untold Story of Douglas MacArthur, Truman declared it was against American policy for the free Chinese to reclaim communist China. Now, why did he do that? Because he was nothing more than a boob like the rest of them. An errand boy for the Vatican. And the Vatican's nothing more than the boob and the errand boys for the Illuminati that are German and Italian. Orsini is it connecting the Borgia. The Borgia. No, I didn't say the Borg. The Borgia. The Jesuits. Orsini. Connection to the Illuminati. Committee of the 300. And the Illuminati are nothing more than human slaves of the fallen angels. The Great White Brotherhood. You got that? That's how it really works. When China was protected by our own American fleet in June, oh, this is June, isn't it? They blockaded Chiang Kai-shek, wouldn't let him come across. He even offered 33,000 troops to be embarked in 5 days, and they refused it. Now you see how they work, really? And now some of y'all heard this before, but it's very simple. I mean, some of you have heard this before, if I can find it. we'll give you another voice to tell you besides my own. You've heard this before, but I'm going to add to it, just to give you a little bit of flavor.
Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean,
they control the White House. Al-Qaeda? Where did Al-Qaeda come from?
We also have a history of kind of moving in and out of Pakistan. I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan, and we did not want to see them control Central Asia. And we went to work, and it was President Reagan in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what, sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military, and let's go recruit these Mujahideen, and let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam so that we can go beat the Soviet Union. And guess what? They retreated. They lost billions of dollars, and it led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. So there's a very strong argument, which is, wasn't a bad investment to end the Soviet Union, but let's be careful what we sow, because we will harvest. So we then left Pakistan. We said, okay, fine, you deal with the stingers that we've left all over your country. You deal with the mines that are along the border. And by the way, we don't want to have anything to do with you. In fact, we're sanctioning you. So we stopped dealing with the Pakistani military and with ISI, and we now are making up for a lot of lost time.
Now, how about that? Now, some of y'all heard that before, but now she lied too. Of course she lies. She's like a liar like the rest of them. The Soviet Union never died, just changed the name. Putin's no more, he's nothing more than a lackey for the Illuminati, the Ginsburg in Russia. He's just like a placeholder, just like the rest of them. Former KGB, you got to be kidding me. Once CIA, once KGB, you never get out. He is not a good guy. Neither is Obama. Neither is Reagan was. Neither Bush. Neither Dole. None of them are good guys. Not nary a one of them. So, I'm an old Southern boy. You see, I get down to it. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth here. The Illuminati controls the following intelligence agencies. The CIA. And these all work together. Like a little happy family, except when they get a little power lust and get stupid on us. CIA, FBI, NSA. It's a program echelon, USA. KGB, the Mossad, the BND out of Germany, the DGSC out of France. British Intelligence, MI5, MI6, and CIS, SIS. The Communist Party, Interpol, Europol, drug cartels. If they get out of hand, they just take them out and put somebody else in charge, make sure the drugs get carried, just like they did, the CIA did to bring drugs to the United States in 1950s and 60s. That's what Vietnam and Mexico was providing, and South America was providing drugs from Arkansas, Texas. They had elaborate airports to bring the drugs in to medicate the United States in the first phase of the breakdown. Our government's not for us. It's for the secret societies, the Illuminati. That's the reality. All the drug cartels operate under the intelligence agencies. And they make a few arrests here and there, make it look good, to make it look like they're actually doing it. You have good FBI, CIA agents that's there that don't dare talk against it. They swallow their pride, and they say, well, if I want to live and feed my family, I just better be quiet. That's what really goes on up there. And if somebody starts getting out of hand, they just kill them. Your mafia, organized crime, work for the Vatican. They work for the intelligence agencies. They're the subversives that are used as, well, the diversion. FEMA, Secret Services of Pakistan, they're all connected together. As a matter of fact, you want evidence, don't you? I can do that. Talking about what Hillary talked about, let's go back to the 1970s, when she talked about how we funded Al-Qaeda. Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what happened. You have groups called the Huji. H-U-J-I took over the leadership of the jihad elements in Bangladesh and the H-U-M in the rest of the world. I'm not going to go in details about the Huji and whom. That'd be the Harkat el-Mujahideen and the Harkat al-Jihad al-Islami and the Lashkar el-Toba, the L-E-T. Now, you don't know more than you did before, right? Well, anyway, that's who they are. And so what they really did, this you will know about. The HUM cadres fought actively against U.S. Marines in Somalia. That should get your attention. HUM fought against our U.S. Marines in Somalia. Now you're listening, I bet. And not having learned their lessons from the sequel of the policy by encouraging fanaticism and pan-Islamism in Afghanistan, and despite the humiliation inflicted on U.S. troops in Somalia by the HUM in 1993, the CIA asked the ISI, that's Pakistani intelligence, CIA and ISI who assassinated Vannevar Bhutto when she revealed that bin Laden was dead at least even before 2007. They killed her 2 months after David Frost's interview. Bin Laden's been dead since 2007. Actually, the information we have is 2001, December, by Omar Sheikh killed him. She reported in 2007 on David Frost's interview that bin Laden was dead. 2007 at least. She died 2 months later by assassin. That's correct. See, bin Laden wasn't taking the heat for 9-1-1 because 9-1-1 was Masonic, Freemason, Druid, Secret Society, Sacrifice. Planned since 1966. That's what 9-1-1 was all about. But you hadn't heard that before. Maybe some of you have. So much has been lied about. When you start doing the digging, you put it all together, it's like, wow, amazing stuff. But a lot of people are in denial. They don't want to hear it. Well, not hearing it, don't change the truth. And I'm not going to stop telling it, neither. It's non-negotiable. Death is preferable than to shut up and just do nothing. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I'm tired of these lies. In any case, Bonnier Bhutto reported on David Frost's interview, which you can probably listen to if you look it up, that Omar Sheikh killed bin Laden. Now, she didn't tell you exactly when, but the interview was 2007. When you do other research, you find out it'll be 2001. Well, that puts a whole new curve on things, don't it? And then you find out that SEAL Team 6 was virtually wiped out by the CIA. Helicopter crashes and assassinations. Imagine that. A little connection going on there, huh? Yep, that's what it is. That's how it really works. How these generals and admirals and all these people live, I don't know how they sleep at night. Just amazes me. I don't dwell on it. It's not worth it. I can't judge them. I'm a sinner too. But I'll tell you one thing. If I was to think about it, it does draw a little bit of me out there. But I try not to. The CIA, 1993, asked the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, to divert part of their dregs, D-R-E-G-S, of the Hume and the Huji to Bosnia. And that was to assist the Muslims that were there to fight against the Serbs. Just like Hillary explained, sort of, with some lies that she always tells. But she told the truth there, though, with some exception. The transfer to Bosnia was funded by the Saudi intelligence. The arms and ammunition was given by the Iranian intelligence, and the leadership and motivation of these terrorists in the thousands, 10,000 to be exact, was provided by serving and retired officers of the ISI and Turkish intelligence. Omar Sheikh, who killed bin Laden in 2001, he masterminded the kidnapping of Daniel Pearl of the Wall Street Journal. He had his jihad inoculation in Bosnia. And that's as recorded, just as bin Laden had his in Afghanistan. And from Bosnia, they were diverted to Kosovo by the CIA. And then thereafter, fell in the lurch, more or less, that they had done the USA hatchet job in the Balkans. Now, I was in the Balkans in 1999. I lived there. That was my home. I didn't even have a house here or quarters here in America at all. Everything was in either Saudi Arabia. When I left there, I went to OSCE. I worked for OSCE, International Organization. Matter of fact, the ones that were kidnapped in Ukraine were OSCE representatives. I was too. As a matter of fact, I had to deal with two major riots that was in front of my building. That wasn't fun. And I was surrounded myself and a Greek officer and a Russian lieutenant were surrounded by like five or six of Albanian terrorists that wasn't happy we were on the border there. That got a little bit hairy too, but they just said, get out of here. And we said, okay. That was 1999, the year 2000. I left there in 2004. Here's my point. I was there in the middle of it. You understand? I was no armchair quarterback. I know for a fact. I reported to the State Department there at Macedonia consulate. I told them 2 months ahead that they're going to have terrorist activity in Macedonia and Skopje, because I kept track of the terrorist organizations. I kept track of the training camps. I got information from Russian intelligence and from Carabinieri, from Albanian sources, and also Serbian sources. And I kept track of it on a little old map I kept hidden, because they wouldn't want me to do that, but I don't really care. So I just did it anyway. I knew Muhammad Jamali. Good friends with him. They unfortunately killed him in 2005. I bet it was Ramush Haranai or Tachi or Javed Aliti. Anyway, Albanian Mafia took him out. I'd left the year before. In any case, here's my point. When they started their activities, like I told the State Department they would, and they laughed. Well, terrorist activities start 2 months later. And I know at the end of the terrorist activities, like months and months later, here's the funny part, is that the last day or so of the sweep through Macedonia by Macedonian forces, you had a group of military specialists, most of them U.S. military retirees, specialists in advising and so forth, on the side of Macedonian forces. MPRI. Yes. I worked with one, actually, some years later when I was at the Congo with a State Department project. MPRI. I thought that was ironic. Anyway, so the Macedonian forces were closing in on Albanian terrorists in Arachivo, mid-Macedonia, south of the Kosovo border boundary. And they were closing in on the Albanian terrorists. But here's the rub to it. There were 17 American MPRI advisors with the terrorists, too. Yes, they were. So you got MPRI on the side of the Macedonian forces advising them. And you got 17, exactly, MPRI American advisors on the side of the terrorists, Albanian terrorists. So that was going to be a little embarrassing. So they radioed to Camp Bonstil in my region, actually, American military base, it's the biggest one since Da Nang in Kosovo, and needed Apache helicopters to get them out of there before the Macedonian forces closed in. That would have been a little embarrassing, wouldn't it? I reported that when I went public against the U.S. and against the U.N. It's in a book called The Coming Balkan Caliphate by Chris DeLisio. It tells my experiences in Chapter 3 and Chapter 6. You can find it on my website, watchmenforjesus.com. It's in a PDF. You can get it for free. Just read it. I don't sell anything. I got it on a PDF. And you can, that should be on there anyway. And if you can't, you can find it PDF in Chapter 3 and Chapter 6. It talks about it. It's all right there documented. Yeah, buddy. So they're closing in on the terrorists. Closing in. Here we go. We got terrorists in front of us. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a little bit of a rub to that, too. Because they helo out the American advisors on the terrorist side. A lot of people don't know that. And they close in on the terrorists, surround them, and not a problem. They just powder their butt, spank them a little bit, put them on the school buses, and send them back to Kosovo. Wasn't that nice? Nice and friendly. Just put them back in Kosovo so they can become part of the TMK, former KLA members. Hey, just run them through, no problem. That's what happened. Absolutely. You see how it works? That's how it really works. all wars that we've been in the 20th century, all the wars, World War I, World War II, and not yet, but World War III coming, were all planned before 1873 by Albert Pike, Freemason, in conceptual terms. Boy, that got your attention. That's a fact, too. It's documented. And each successive Illuminati generation planned the details to fulfill that plan. Can you imagine the planning for this? And they worked out perfectly. World War III that's coming is between Islam and political Zionism. When they got y'all thinking it's Russia, it's a lie. When they got y'all thinking we're in the sixth, what is it, Carl Gallup out of Florida? He lies. We're not in the sixth seal. We're not in the sixth trumpet. We're not even in tribulation yet. And there's not one theologian can prove otherwise. Not even one. They can write books about it, but they're lies and they're baloney and they're not even scriptural. And not worth 2 cents. Not one book, not one CD. None of them. Because they're trying to deceive the public into thinking we're already in tribulation. And that, you know why they're doing this? Because they're setting up for this one called Yeshua, the Sanand Emmanuel, the fallen angel, the disclosure, alien lie is why they're setting all this up. That's a little complicated right now to explain right this moment, but this is what they're setting up. If you start looking up the key words, you'll see it fall into place. Now, if you're a new listener, well, I'm sorry. I don't have time to go over the details. But I'm trying to get across the point of what's really going on in the background. What's really running this train. You see? It's not what the history book says at all. It's not what the news, you got to be kidding me. It's not what the news says at all either. And a lot of shows aren't telling you the truth. And some of them are, well, they may, I guess I can only assume, thinking they're doing the right thing, but they're being misled. Well, falling back to what I was going to talk about, the troop suicides, for them to bring about a new world order, the United States, as Bill Cooper said, must be diminished. That's a necessity. And that's why the destruction of the U.S. military began in the 1950s, lasting until today. And that was the point of bringing all this up, to show you progressive steps that's been taken until today, that they're getting ready to close down. They've got the Russian Spetsnaz coming in at 1,000 per month. They've been putting the Chinese here since 1993. Even before that, actually. They started building bases after 1980s, I mean. The Chinese were allowed to build bases, working with Jimmy Carter and Billy Bob Clinton. Look up Chinagate. Look up Chinagate. Just like Reagan, another liar. Should have stayed the actor. You got Ventura. You got Schwarzenegger, or whatever his name is. Family, these are actors. And they're made politicians? Don't somebody get a clue about what's going on here? They're Freemasons at the highest level. They have TV shows. It's just a bunch of crap. Sorry. I'm getting excited. Doggone it. It's junk. Conspiracy, whatever. It's junk. It's all scripted. Even all the reality shows are scripted. It's like General Hospital. It's all script. Everything scripted out on TV. It's junk. All junk. Family, the King James Bible is the truth, and it will happen what's in that Bible. There's nothing they can do to stop it. Nothing they can do. And when they hurry it up by causing us to fall away, it's only going to complete their destruction that much sooner. Well, here's what got my attention, and I'm going to pass it on to you now. The military is now building brain chips to treat post-traumatic stress. You Joint Chief of Staff, you're pathetic. your former military, you're not military. You're secret society members. You sold your soul to the devil. And all the good deeds you do count against you. Nothing you can do can make up for your blood oath and the lies you're telling to the Council of Foreign Relations and to the American people and your own services. Because you, when you go to the Council of Foreign Relations, like Hillary was talking about, you're dancing with the devil. And none of you have the courage to speak out because your retirement or your blood oath will not allow you to. You are nothing more than slaves of your own demise. And you've cursed your families because you are dancing with the devil, being members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, I probably have some new listeners here, and you're probably saying, oh, my gosh, what's wrong with this guy on the TV, on the radio? I can provide evidence of everything I say. I don't say it unless I got evidence for it or studies I've done. I don't trust my opinion, because my opinion is based on what I was taught, and what was taught to us in schools were based on humanism, as I've proven many times before. But now, to kind of close the loop on this Council of Foreign Relations,
a special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americans, a subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Shall I say more? How much more evidence do you want? Canada, you don't get away with nothing. Canadian Institute for International Affairs is your Illuminati. Fact. Every country has its own international relations Illuminati. The Round Table, as outlined by Carol Quigley, who inspired Billy Bob Clinton, by the way. The round table that determines the five-step program that I've been talking about here, that the Illuminati has for world control, is a think tank called the Round Table. Now, as you've heard this last clip, here's the members of the Round Table. When they meet together, representatives from the following: the Council of Foreign Relations, the United Nations, the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome. Those are the murderers for depopulation, by the way. And the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Trilateral Commission. That's the round table that determines the, just like Hillary said, policy of the White House. It goes all the way back to 1921. Now, for those listening, if I'm breaking up right now, you might want to probably reboot or something like that. Not reboot, but, well, you might have to reboot. I don't know. Go back to desktop and then go back in if you may have to. I don't know. If you're breaking up, if anybody else hears me break up, let me know. What I'm telling y'all, folks, are facts. Let's go back to the suicides. Now, here we go. So, Paul Rykoff is representative of one of the contact groups or one of the efforts formed years ago, several 4 or 5 years ago, something like that, to take on the suicide epidemic that's going on with our troops. He belongs to the Council of Foreign Relations. It's openly stated in his resume. There it is, member of the Council of Foreign Relations. I see a major problem here. It's like Charlton Heston, who's a Freemason, part of the NRA. See, they're there to slow things down, pretending to be on your side. That's how it works. Just because people say, rah, rah, America, I love God and love Jesus, doesn't mean a thing. Who do you belong to? What are you really doing? That's what you look for. Not what they say, it's what they do. Now, recent came out an article by Patrick Tucker. He talks about the military is building brain chips to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. I can't be speechless on a radio program, but it almost makes me speechless. It's a dilemma for many of us, but for the military, the ability to treat anxiety, depression, memory loss, symptoms that's associated with post-traumatic stress disorder has become one of the most important battles of the post-war period so far. At 22 to 26 suicides per day, family, that's not even relatively, even near normal. I'm telling you, it's being orchestrated as a ditch effort to eliminate any kind of resistance that the Spetsnaz, the Russians, the Chinese, the U.S. government, the Jesuits, etc., would encounter to make it the North American Union. And what they saw over there was trying and testing their weapons, tactics, strategies on how to kill people. And then our troops, Marines and Army, were taught one way in Paris Island or wherever the Army does their training, and you have this rah, rah, rah thing. I was in the Marine Corps. I was an officer, recruiting duty in 1978. I was at Paris Island as a company commander in 1980s at Paris Island, Alpha Company, 1st Battalion. I've been on both sides. I've been in the fleet, a lieutenant, a captain, platoon commander, company commander. I've been on all three sides of this. I know what I'm talking about. And we train Marines. We train our Marines and ourselves to kill people. That's what we're here for. That's our occupation. What's the problem, you see? Send us in, we kill them. No problem. We come back out. If we make it, we don't. Fine, whatever. But we've done our duty to kill. Well, there's a problem. All the wars are pre-set up. The Illuminati knows who's going to win and who's not. They control it. That's the problem. We're debt collectors. Look up War's a Racket by Major General Smedley D. Butler, Marine Corps General. 3-time Medal of Honor winner. Turned one down, actually. He said he was tired of it. 1930s, War's a Racket. That's all it is. Now, they're done with the wars for us being a part of it. And they're taking down America in the final stages. They want to reduce, get rid of all kinds of any resistance. And this means suicides are being orchestrated by technology, psychotropic drugs. And the post-traumatic stress has been exacerbated by what they made our troops do against the training methods, against the training philosophy. You don't kill innocent people. Yet our cowardly majors and some of those that follow along with the secret society orders, instead of refusing to do illegal orders, they went ahead and killed innocents or had our troops to kill innocent people. That, of course, will have its effect when they get back here, because their hearts, their souls get convicted. You add the psychotropic drugs and the technology, you got yourself suicides. They hear voices in their head. The voices are not psychological. They are induced with technology, voice-to-skull technology. Right this second, you look it up and find it. It's there. As a matter of fact, your Walmart uses it in some of their stores as testing. Voice-to-skull technology, using microwave technology to transmit voices in the skull, just like you would a laser beam. You don't use optic cables or whatever. It's carried on a beam. Enters the brain, the main center that normally transfers vibrational sounds to sounds. They are able to now transmit that into the brain. Now, with microchips implanted, it enhances that voice. So they can literally talk to your husband or daughter or whatever you ever came back while they sleep at night in hypnosis in the REM sleep stage and hypnotize them. This is not science fiction. This is a fact. The technology, I've got a copy of the one of the prototypes. Goes back to 1973, the study of implanted devices and transponder. Listen to voices, locations, transmit voices, deliver electrical shock even to the body. Now they got it nanobot size. That's where your shooters are coming from. They're testing. This is what's really going on. This is where the suicides are coming from. Psychologists are frauds. Every time they have some kind of a reaction, they call it some kind of psychological term. It is demonic. It is supernatural. The drugs enhances the reduction of conscious control. Now, last week, I played some studies out where the drugs, in all cases, were a common factor in most all, actually all shootings. Prozac, Zoloft, is the way by which they get into the mind. By design. It's not psychiatrists gone crazy. It's a Council of Foreign Relations doing the bidding of the Illuminati. Psychiatrists are nothing but go-betweens. Dime a dozen. It's who's ordering them. I'd go a step further. You know, just a psychiatrist. It's not just the bankers. When Jones talks about bankers and tyrannical governments, it's nonsense. It goes way beyond that. As a matter of fact, the Illuminati controls, according to I got like six or seven I've collected tables of organization of this Illuminati. As a matter of fact, worldwide, they control all banking protocols, business, CEOs, companies. Six corporations control almost all of them in the United States. Military, all militaries, all politics, education, all education, as a matter of fact, media, all religions, all the intelligence agencies, all the medicine and drug companies, and illegal drugs and organized crime are all controlled by the Illuminati. I can give you specific details. So I'm not just being general here. I'm not going to go over it right now because it takes too much time. I give the exact names for each of those areas I named. Of the banking, religious, secret societies, education, intelligence, and political groups. I give you specific names. You see, this is how detailed it really is. This is how it really works. Now, back to suicides. The study was done in 1973 by Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzbell. You had studies of Jose Delgado from Yale, Ralph Schwitzbell out of Harvard, his twin brother, evil brother Robert. Delgado, Yale, and then Graham out of Berkeley did experiments back in those days, 70s and 80s, of mind control. Setting up for now. Now here we got, the military is building brain chips to treat PTSD. They had no spray that's going to handle depression. Anti-suicide, no spray. That's insulting. And yet nobody in the Joint Chief of Staff, nobody up there said this is ridiculous and took a stand. No. They push it through. What the heck's wrong with these people? Or do they have stars in their eyes? A little pun intended. It disgusts me completely. But then again, who am I? But here, nobody's saying a word. The Pentagon is developing a new innovative brain chip to treat post-traumatic stress. It says that veterans could bring a sweeping new change to the way depression and anxiety is treated for millions of Americans. Anybody ever heard of the Mark of the Beast? Shall I say it? Well, duh. And you know who's involved with this? With 12 million and the potential for 26 million more, if benchmarks are met, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, they want to reach deep into your brain's soft tissue to record, predict, and possibly treat anxiety, depression, other maladies of mood and mind. Teams from the University of California at San Francisco, Lawrence Livermore National Lab, and Medtronic will use the money to create a cybernetic implant with electrodes extending into the brain. The military hopes to have a prototype within 5 years and then plans to seek FDA approval. Family, look it up right now. You will find FDA approved microchips in pills. I'm really starting to get ticked off here. You know, when I think about this more and more, you know, the University of California is a card-carrying member of Tavistock and the Council of Foreign Relations. Don't anybody really care? And you Joint Chief of Staff, you're pathetic. I call you out for what you're doing to our veterans. The right thing to do would be renounce your blood oath and to get some kind of, I can't say that, get some kind of courage somewhere. I don't know, your big toe. How about this?
Brain-machine interfaces, a technology that marks the beginnings of a new kind of man, the cyborg, the robot man. Neuro-robotic technology can be applied in different directions. The brain controlling the machine, or, inversely, the machine controlling the brain.
So we're just going to go through each one of these arms. One, two, three, four.
They have a mouse with a device attached to its brain that's got electrodes in the brain, and it's got this maze set up. And this mouse is going to go through this maze. That's kind of what he's talking about here.
Five, six. Let's do all of those. Now let's do it.
But a third option is also possible. One brain controlling another brain via the interface.
The mouse is negotiating different parts of the maze, what's happening around now.
How does this work in the case of the robot rat? All you need, in fact, are three well-positioned electrodes. electrodes in the sensory cortex of the rat send stimuli to the zones connected to its whiskers. When the rat follows the signal sent to its left side and turns in that direction, it is rewarded with a discharge into its pleasure zone. This discharge produces a flow of dopamine, providing instant pleasure. This zone is also called the brain's reward center. We possess a reward center too, just like the rat. In the process of creating a cyborg, this is square one. If we send a stimulus to the zone related to the hand, we create a sensation in that area. In the same way, via the motor cortex, we can provoke an involuntary movement. In Boston, the first machine-brain interface trials have already been conducted on paraplegic patients. Thanks to an electrode chip called the Brain Gate, they can operate a computer remotely by thought. So it's no coincidence that these researches are partly funded by DARPA, the U.S.'s Defense Research Agency. Neuroscience will bring us the soldier of the future.
This is a new deal, gentlemen.
Enemy center of gravity is downtown.
Get a good view from here.
A remote-controlled soldier? A soldier who, in the midst of the battle, can be sent crucial data and information downloaded into his brain? A soldier who can control his fears?
Remote-controlled soldiers from DARPA. Actual footage of a firefight in Iraq.
Yeah. Dude, look at me. People all.
Dude, those two people.
You said who pulled up in the white car? I shot that dude in the white car, ran in.
Oh yes, you're gonna get it. Yes, naughty little boys. Yes. 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 Yes.
We possess a reward center too, just like the rat. If we send a stimulus to the zone related to the hand, we create a sensation in that area. In the same way, via the motor cortex, we can provoke an involuntary movement.
You know. Shoot it at us! You little f***! Die!
We are going to reach a level of control. The more we learn about the brain, the more researchers discover how little our consciousness and will control our choices and behaviors. Our way of living might be completely transformed by the convergence of neuroscience, genetics, and nanotechnology.
To be honest with you, I had not planned on that connection being made. I just now realized the making between this article that I've been referencing and this recording. I just decided to put it up here. A lot of my broadcasts, I don't even plan. They just fall into place as I go along. I wasn't really sure what I was going to talk about today, troop suicides, but I really didn't have much of a plan. I just go where the Holy Spirit leads me. And I just made a connection that I wasn't aware of a few seconds ago, that DARPA had this that you've just heard with documentation, with you can actually see it, and with this article that just came out this past week. It's DARPA. And they're telling you what they're going to do, except they're not telling you what I've just showed you. Right here, they're telling you how much it is. University of California, part of the Council of Foreign Relations. Don't nobody care? Is that blood oath that important for these people? In 1993, the Education Council of Foreign Relations members, that was a time that Billy Bob Clinton at that time was, was president. Al Gore was vice president of the CFR, and you even had Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard M. Nixon, Billy Bob Carter, George Bush, whole doggone family, a lot of them, the vast majority of cabinet members since Woodrow Wilson. We have members of the Council of Foreign Relations, for goodness sakes, alive. Judicial branch was Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sandra Day O'Connor, for goodness sakes. Well, in the State Department, it was 20 top-ranking officials and 14 ambassadors. Now you know why Benghazi happened? How about the U.S. military? Even in 1993, 11 top-ranking officials in the Defense Department, 7 top-ranking members of the Joint Chief of Staff, plus every Allied Supreme Commander since between 1949 and 1987, includes Dwight D. Eisenhower, and every Secretary of Defense from 1957, including Richard Cheney, are members of the Illuminati, Luciferian. It's not Democrat, not Republican, not none of that. Even back then, Alec Greenspan was chairman. Nothing but a throwaway. That's all they are. Be replaced a telephone call. Well, the education CFR members was Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell, University of Texas, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, Johns Hopkins University, University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York, and George Washington University, just to name a few. If I name them all, it'd take up the whole program. Those were the main ones back in 1993, though. Now you got it? So, now to tell you again that you've heard this and maybe your jaws are dropping on the floor. 12 million, potential for 26 million more if benchmarks are met, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, wants to reach deep into the brains. Soft tissue to record, predict, possibly treat anxiety, depression, and other maladies of mood and mind. Teams from the University of California at San Francisco, Lawrence Livermore National Lab, and Medtronic will use the money to create a cybernetic implant with electrodes extending into the brain. Now, does that sound a little familiar? It should. They do it to rats. The military hopes to have a prototype within 5 years and then plans to seek FDA approval. Well, what a bunch of liars. I just proven they already did it with rats. Well, I'm going to show you how much of a liar they are. I see now I've got to read this. In 1973, the Department of Education, Health, Education, and Welfare financed the preparation of a study done in 1973 called the Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. It's a 92-page monograph that I've got a copy of myself. Now, this thesis is that social or cultural or finally political rehabilitation begins inside the nervous system of the citizens in 1973. And this study, there's a miniaturized radio transmitter implanted inside the brain or body can monitor and transmit the conversations, locations, and even the sexual response to the subject 24 hours a day. The report explains that sewed up inside the subject's body, along with a transponder, will be a radio-controlled electrical shock device, and that device could deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world. Now, when these Rambos out here say, well, I'm getting off the grid, man. I'm going to get my animals, and I'm going to, me and Martha, we're going to go off the grid. Yeah, we're going off the grid. What grid? Anyway, we're going to get rid of our cell phones, our TVs, and I don't know, a pacemaker, or whatever you got, and we're going off the grid. Really, where are you going to go? What island, what cave, what log cabin, or what underground shelter, or whatever you got, are you going to get off the grid? When the technology goes back to 1973, they got your DNA. They got you microchipped. I got rid of the microchip. They got your DNA. I say again, you got rid of your blood yet? I don't think so. You breathe? They got nanobot technology? Look up smart dust. Do it right now. Don't wait. Right now, look up smart dust. Silicon chips come from chemtrails. You tell me. ELF transmissions, ELF towers. Now, who are the offenders in this thing? Well, the author of this, Professor Ralph K. Schwitzebel. Schwitzebel, S-C-H-W-I-T-Z-G-E-B-E-L. Sound like something you might find on a German menu. Schwitzebel of Harvard University. And in this project, they dwelled on homosexuals. But when you read it, you find out later in the monograph, in the study group, he talks about offenders' financial matters, disputes over financial obligations, and very ominously, socially troublesome persons. You'll find it. Does anyone say the mark of the beast here? And digital tattoo that's funded in the health care bill? Hint, hint. Now this paper, if you get it, you read it, if you can find one, it predicts the micro-miniaturization as an advancement. That's 1973 predicting micro-miniaturization. And they're saying here on this recent article, they'll have a prototype in 5 years? What a bunch of liars. They had this darn thing in 1973. I got a copy of it. And what it does, it permits permanent intracranial stimulation. And the new program, they call it new program, in 1973, it would relate to civil rather than criminal situations. So by that way, they were assured at that time that the cruel and unusual punishment clause that you'll find in the Eighth Amendment of the so-called Constitution, which does not exist today, somebody better tell Napolitano that. I don't know. He's kind of out of whack here lately, as most all of them are. They think it's really a constitution. It does exist. It's rendered null and void in 1938, by the way. Anyway, the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution would not present an obstacle to them to implement the plan. And that's kind of a euphemism for castration, sterilization. That's what HPV vaccine's for, to sterilize your children. You'll find it at my website, watchmerforjesus.com. I've got a study on HPV vaccine. That's to sterilize your children and also to cause later miscarriages on purpose. In accordance with NSSM 200, depopulation plan by Kissinger and Alexander Haig. Through their depopulation plan. Further evolved into Global 2000 by that other, what's his name, that peanut farmer? Oh, yeah, Billy Bob Carter. I have no respect for these people. Because they're Luciferians. They're plague Christians. They're not even Christian. They're Luciferian, just like Obama, Bush, Clinton, Reagan, Nixon. All of them are Luciferians. They're not Christian, and they're not Muslim. They're Luciferians. They're the ones that wear the ropes in Bohemian Grove. Now you get it? There's a National Security Agency computer specialist in the 1970s that even proposed during this period of time of attaching miniature electronic tracking devices to 20 million Americans. And this transponder would transmit the wearer's location by radio to a computer and could be used for arrests following riots or confrontations, for monitoring aliens and political subgroups. And back then, Robert, his twin brother, evil twin brother, was urging the government to divert some of the funds to Department of Defense projects. Now, DARPA systems-based nanotechnology, not miniaturized devices. No, that's old stuff. DARPA now, we're talking nanotechnology. I've warned y'all about this for the longest time, since 5 years I've been here. Nanobot technology, that's three generations. Miniaturized device, there's a study. Predicted micro-miniaturization, which we're past that, way past that. And now it's nanobot technology that goes in by vaccines. Now you got it? So, they say that the program draws from almost a decade of research in treating disorders such as Parkinson's disease via a technique called deep brain stimulation. And low doses of electricity, are sent deep into the brain in somewhat the same way that a defibrillator sends electricity to jumpstart a heart after cardiac arrest. Are y'all getting all this? And all you all out there that's working on this at the top level, they're going to use it against you, and you don't know that yet. Because I know for an absolute fact and a promise that once the Great White Brotherhood has total control of the New World Order, according to their protocols, chapter 15, they're going to execute all Masons that know too much. And all others are going to die, quote, as if by some illness, unquote. And that's a fact. I want that to sink in a little bit. Because that's what's going to happen. They're lying to you at the highest level. Quote, DARPA's looking for ways to characterize which regions come into play for different conditions. Measured from brain networks down to single neuron level, and develop therapeutic devices that can record activity, deliver targeted stimulation. I can't believe they're actually telling. They must think we're just one stupid culture. Good Lord. And most importantly, automatically adjust therapy as the brain itself changes. DARPA program manager Justin Sanchez said. Family, they're telling you what they're going to do. They're telling you it works. Subnets isn't, quote, the only military research initiative and aimed at stimulating the brain with electricity. The Air Force has been studying the effects of low amounts of electricity on the brain by using a non-invasive interface, a cap, that doesn't penetrate in the skull. The objective is to deliver a caffeine-like boost to help soldiers stay alert, although long stretches of piloting or screen interaction. The current DARPA project stands out as uniquely ambitious in what it promises to reveal about the brain in addition to stimulating it. Can you call suicide now being orchestrated a fact? When they want to kill our military forces to bring in the North American Union and the New World Order, when they're bringing in Spetsnaz, who's allowing that to happen? They've allowed Chinese to take over in America 257 Ford train zones that they've been given this property because they've bought the debt as collateral. Now you got it? It's been going on since 1789. 70-year bank cycle, 1789. D.C. was given as collateral in a bank loan where we lost the war in 1700s. Oh, we lost it. 70 years goes by, 1859. What a coincidence. That's a civil war. What a coincidence. And we're fighting each other, funded by the Rothschilds. Germans on the side of the north, French on the side of the south, to make sure we didn't become too strong and we fought each other and killed each other. And like they're doing today, you know. Lincoln was going after them. That's why the Jesuits murdered him. That's what that was all about. Well, as a matter of fact, you know, I can make all kinds of claims, can't I? So, let's just see what Abraham Lincoln has to say about it. And you look up the quote, too, if you want to. Abraham Lincoln said about the Civil War, quote, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not have been relying on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money and the arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us," unquote. Charles Chickney, 50 years in the Church of Rome, the Wycliffe Press, Protestant Truth Society, Wycliffe Avenue, it tells you there in London, 1885, copyright page 388. How about that? It's carried it even up till today. Isn't that something? And it hasn't stopped yet. It still continues on today through the Council of Foreign Relations. McKinley was against the financial part. They murdered him. JFK is going to dismantle it. They murdered him. Lincoln was going to dismantle it. They murdered him. Andrew Jackson balanced the budget. Separate us. They tried to murder him 3 times, but the 3rd time failed, and he just kind of went into oblivion. I don't know whatever happened to him. That's how it really works. For now, they will fail. But right now, God's letting it go for as long as possible so people have the opportunity to repent. That's the only reason. But back to this technology. There's a little rabbit trail I go down every now and then to kind of give a little understanding of what I'm talking about. I can't go down too many because it takes too much time. Point here is about the veterans committing suicide. And this is part of the agenda of everything I've been talking about the past hour and a half. It's all part of this. Every bit of it. And the other countries are experiencing the same thing. To show the worthlessness of how governments are. They want you to know. They want you to know about the Illuminati. They want you to know about the Freemasons. They want you to know about this so that when that one called Sanan Emanuel comes into play, he's going to stop the chemtrails. He's going to stop all this other. And it's like, oh, hallelujah. He's going to stop Agenda 21. He's going to stop all this FEMA camp and all this stuff. And he'll be a hero. and it will become the worst, most evil that's ever been in this history of mankind. Except people don't know that yet. So first I got to show you the evil. To give him something to be a hero over. So they got to show you the evil. If you don't know the evil, you won't be a hero. This is the setup they're going to give you. Because Jesus, the real Jesus, not the one called Sananda Emmanuel, that looks like the Jesus we think is Jesus, it's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Keep that in mind. I'll talk about that this week later on. But all this is connected. I'm not going from one thing to another, like I'm off of, you know, different areas. This is all connected together. That's my vast point. Back to the veterans. If this DARPA program is successful, they say that will yield new brain monitoring capabilities that are exponentially cheaper, smaller, more useful, that collect data when the patient's most likely to encounter traumatic stimuli. Now, if they're telling you that they're helpful and they're going to stop it by going inside the brain, what they're telling you is we're causing the suicides. They're reversing what they're actually telling you here. They're the ones causing these suicides. And the technology of voice to skull. The voice to skull technology is also going to be used on every human being once disclosure of this alien lie comes out. Benjamin Krem says that Maitreya, Sananda, will talk to everybody in their own language worldwide. We see, family, there's a cloud of ELF transmission that's connected around the entire earth of ELF transmissions. And in this cloud, when you've got those sprinkly little microchips and all this running around, and he speaks supernaturally, that will allow people to hear the voice in their head, and they'll think it's supernatural. But it also will be technology. The same voice to skull being used against our troops will also be used to project his voice in people's heads. And they'll think it's miraculous, blah, blah, blah. And that will be a falling away you had never seen before. Now you got the activity on this. That's how it's going to work. By technology. And 90% of the population don't have a clue what we're talking about today. Can you imagine Christians is going to hear this in their heads? And all the fear being caused out here. And there's a, oh, you don't have to worry about tribulations, no judgment. God's not going to judge you. The Bible's been misused, abused, and misinterpreted. Everybody's saved. Really? So there's no punishment for those that God said that he's going to punish those that have been evil? They were created by the aliens? Oh, you're going to have intelligent people believe this nonsense. So my question is, who created them? Or are they some kind of self-creating entity? I got nobody goes further than that. Everybody stops at, we were created by aliens, even the movies and all that. Nobody keeps asking, where'd they come from? Who created them? Who created the planets that they're on? Keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't just stop where it makes you comfortable. You see? There comes that brain chip. And I caught him in a lie right here. Just now. They'll have a prototype in 5 years? They've been doing this since 1973. I got the evidence and I got the studies on it. Right there. Slam dunk. Matter of fact, you go on my website, watchforjesus.com. You look up the suicide conspiracy, part one, part two, and you read it yourself. Or not, or whatever you choose to do. Well, family, I do believe in hitting the ground running every one of my broadcasts. And I do the best I can to stay focused, but there's a lot of information I try to put out in a very short period of time. And this week, I'm going to hit as many controversial subjects as I possibly can and stir up as much as I can. Because, family, you got to know the truth before this thing hits. But the one truth you can be sure of, that Jesus Christ died on a cross for our sins. That is the bottom line. This is not mixing politics and religion. This is mixing reality with reality. Because this is the reality. And religion is not the reality. Even Christianity is so infiltrated and corrupted, it's not even funny. There's only one Bible. That's the King James Bible. And these preachers are going to have to learn the hard way when they're judged. There's not one Bible. Any theologian can say otherwise. Not one. It's important because Revelation 22, 18, 19 is clear cut. Don't add to or take away from the words of that book. And that includes Genesis to Revelation. This is a reality. DARPA is a reality, but DARPA is only one small part of a bigger conspiracy by Satan. The supernatural realm, the fallen angels, of which there are 66 of them. And they have names. And they have specialties. They have an organization. They're assigned different continents. But then again, you can watch Tiger Woods play golf if you want to. That'll keep you occupied for a little while until such time he can't play golf anymore. Or any of the others. Because, family, you'll be in it. Then what are you going to do? This is what's really going to happen. Right now, they're trying to placate us. This study that someone sent me that about the military is building brain chips to treat PTSD. I don't know if some of you may have got it or not, but what I've talked about this afternoon is massive. I just uncovered something today with past studies and DARPA talking about that rat that they got. That's exactly what's going to do to our troops. And here they're talking about it like it's a good thing. See, they have to tell the truth. Because God requires them to do that. What we have to do is decipher and to connect the connecting dots. To stop the dot connecting, Satan is used, literally called Ashram Rays, R-A-Y-S, education, philosophy, religion, science, arts, harmony, beauty, and the arts, politics, and finance, worldwide, to keep us distracted. So you cannot connect the dots. That's the game being played until it's too late. Now tomorrow I'll have a whole lot of articles to talk about. I wanted to focus on this today. Because once I got to talking about it, I realized I had a little tiger by the tail here that this needed to be exposed. I didn't realize it about 45 minutes ago. I put it together as I go along. I do let the Holy Spirit guide me. And today, boy, I tell you, I wasn't expecting some of the things I heard today and connecting it. Even I didn't. And yet, remember when I told you all that they're going to bring in felons in the United States, and the felons we already have here, and release them to the public? And like FDR said, that piece of work, he said in 1939, March the 4th, behind closed doors, never to be revealed to the public, but it was in the 1950s by Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N. Part of the speech said the following, quote, "To hell with American people. As far as the democracy is concerned, it does not exist, never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible, In the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. Unquote. That quote you can read on my timeline that I have on my website, watchmenforjesus.com. And you go in the timeline I've got there, it's about 200 pages, and you do a search for March the 4th, 1939, and you can read that same statement in a bigger quote. It's even worse when you read it. Infest America with all the aliens possible. Okay, then why am I telling you this? Well, I'll tell you why. Quote, article today, or the feds released hundreds of immigrant murderers, drunk drivers, sex crimes convicts. Second article, Obama regime planning to let some young illegals join the military. I found those two. They're going to use felons as a national police force. You law enforcement officers out there, you watch your back. If you have a Freemason partner, they're going to try to get you to be a Freemason. If you're not, they're not your friend. Don't care how many backyard barbecues you're going to have. They've taken a blood oath, and they're bound to that by God. They've taken a blood oath by God for their lodge. That's where their loyalty lies, even above family members. Family is a problem there that they're apparently not seeing. And when the North American Union, the dictatorship that's finally going to come around, then the felons, over 185,000, will then become the national police force nationwide. A test group was in Hardin, Montana in 2000, and I think it was 9 or 10. The American Police Force, APF. Hardin, Montana, APF, and the logo was a Serbian coat of arms, was a logo patch on their uniforms. The leader of it was a 15-time felon, a loser. Some of them were European. And up at Hardin, Montana, they took over a sheriff's department. It's a test case. Look it up. It's all there. Y'all got to know what's going down. That's what I try to bring to you every time I have a broadcast, something new. And sometimes I add stuff I've done before, so you'll see how it fits into perspective. And I'm hoping the bad guys hear it, because they are going to be targeted as well by the very people they're working for. That's the point. You're going to find more attacks from Russian military. Bum rushing. All sorts of things. They're going to start making their positions known. But what the Russians and Chinese don't know is when this war gets kicking off, they're going to kill their family members in Russia and China. Will die. Because the New World Order is going to shift the power structure down the Middle East. That's why. They're being drawn into a trap as themselves. And they apparently don't know it. The gay marriage is going to increase. That way it brings us more further down. You've got Houston eliminates gender-based restrooms little by little. So when Houston does it, Austin's going to do it more and more. A lesbian mayor of Texas town rules that all bathrooms now unisex. How about that? That's the beginning of it. And then there's a special summer camp. What actually trains boys under the age of 10 to become homosexual. I got pictures of them going down the aisle and dressed as girls, and there's people there laughing. What's wrong with these parents? They're coming back from the days of marijuana that has fried their brains. You even got John MacArthur, so-called theologian, tied to the New World Order promoting the Bilderberg. He's also promoting the what he calls the mark of the beast, a tattoo to be put on. It's not a problem. Well, John MacArthur is a problem. He's a traitor and a Luciferian and a liar. See, they're all coming out of the woodwork. Former theologians telling the truth, then they switch on you. That's cowardly. Let's call it for what it is. You've got, what, Rents and Deagle, Dr. Deagle and Rents, and everything on earth is going to die. No, it's not. They forget about God, what he's going to do. Putting fear in everybody. They're talking about warning to Americans. U.S. dollar collapse, okay, it's going to. Martial law, FEMA camps, RFIDs. Evison says something about Russia spitznaz in America. They are. Foreign governments. See, what they're not telling you, though, is that God's in control. You know, they're also talking about rebuilding the temple and putting up the curtain in the temple in Israel, in Jerusalem. That's a slap in the face of Jesus. The temple was torn. The curtain was torn. And they're going to put it back? Whoa. Get ready. And NSA collecting millions of faces from the web. That's what Bundy ran. See, Bundy's Illuminati. So they had all of everybody marching, and in D.C. marching, and they collect the faces. That's how they get the marches out. They are taking advantage of our veterans and trust it. Raleigh and the others, Potter, Raleigh, get everybody out there to march. That's so NSA can take their picture. Now you see how they work? Nothing ever happens after you march. It's there to see who's going to be there to get you documented. These people should be ashamed of themselves. Because they're also former military. I don't understand how they work. My mind just can't fathom this. They got to be cold-hearted or just plain dumb. I don't know. Maybe they had a lobotomy or something. I don't know. Who knows? Family, we're closing down here. Tonight, 9 o'clock, my website. My website. And also, let you all know, we're played out at HighPointRadio.net up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He plays our broadcast and our Bible studies. And also out west in Colorado, KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network is uploading some of our broadcast on the YouTube. I've still not mastered that. Anyway, but in any case, he's doing it for us here, one or two of them, and he plays our simulcast, Bible studies and broadcasts as well. KBLU Radio in Colorado, Blue Raven Network. John Kirkler up north, he's got three towers for HighPointRadio.net. He's got sponsors up there. So give the guy a little hand up there. And all we get for it is all I want is just to broadcast our broadcasts and Bible studies. Family, get close to Jesus. That is the answer and the only answer, and spiritual warfare. It's not with arms at all. Because the secret society is controlled right now. But that will be temporary. Because they're going to kill them when they're done with them. They don't know that yet. Get closer to Jesus. It's going to get tough on this world. Judgment is coming. The Bible is true. In the book of Revelation, when that first seal is broken, hadn't happened yet. We're in it. Some people actually told me, said, wrote down, I read it, of course, that I'll make a decision when I see Jesus in the clouds. I said, when you see Jesus in the clouds, it is too late by a split second. Way too late. And before that, you might be given a reprobate mind by refusing the truth. He won't let you. It's in the Bible. God forbid it happens to anybody, but at a point in time, he'll go so far. He will send you delusion, so you will not believe. Please don't let that happen. Stop playing around. Take Jesus as Savior. Do prepare for hard times to come. But you have to depend on God to get you through it. No one else can, not even ourselves. Not going to happen. Doesn't mean just sit and do nothing. There's things you can do. But that's to survive through it spiritually, supernaturally. Family, y'all have a good night. And see y'all tonight at 9 o'clock. It won't be on Revelation Radio Network. They're canceled it just for today, as far as I know. And it'll be on my, I will still do it though, on my regular channel here on watchmenforjesus.com. When you go on there, you can hear me start talking. I'll cut in at 9 o'clock on the 24-hour loop. So when I'm shut down here, it'll begin the 24-hour loop. Hey, y'all have a good night. Time for me to go. And thank y'all for coming by. And tomorrow, we're going to hit the ground running at 4 o'clock. And tomorrow night to Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 7:30 to 9, Bible study. So y'all have a great night. God bless. And this is The Watchman, signing off.
Like sunlight from the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted.